Fret Film Radio, I'm Gonzalo Suarez from the 68th edition of the Cannes Film Festival. This is an extract on the last panel within the framework of the Cannes Film Market's next programme. Leslie Vouchot, CEO and founder of the festival agency, moderated the roundtable on the new initiatives by film festivals for the future of cinema. The speakers included Joanna Koljonen, editor of the Nostradamus project at the Göteborg Film Festival, Gerard Nies, producer and senior programmer at the South to Southwest, Jakub Duzinski, head of acquisitions Gothic Film, and Joseph Kullingard, coordinator of the Malmö Arab Film Festival.
The viewing behaviors are changing very much, and in an attempt to be present also in the other places where the audience, even though this is a very cinema, a theatre loyal audience, to reach it in the, at other times of the year as well, we've launched a subscription VOD service for festival type cinema. The platform is called Draken Film, and it currently has about 200 very carefully curated films from about 80 countries. And the reason for this is that there's been this idea also that the market will make these films available, and what we have learned about the VOD market so far, of course, that is not the case, certainly not in the Nordic countries. So this is also a space where film festivals need to act, because this curatorial capacity that is becoming more and more important needs to reach out also into these other spaces. And for the film festival, which operates as a brand, as a recommendation, these people who would perhaps never see a movie from any of these countries normally will go see them at the festival, and the same trust in the curatorial capacity of the festival, of course, can extend to this VOD platform. We'll see if it works. We started in September. So far, so good. But of course, it's a little bit early to say. And new films are also added all the time. So as the catalog grows, it will be even more appealing, we think, to our core audience. The industry initiative that we're doing is actually also related to these changes in the marketplace and the production and the distribution. And this is something that that I'm working with specifically at the festival. It's called the Nostradamus Project, and it actually started with an internal challenge that we had at the festival, which is that booking, for instance, seminar programming for industry audiences was becoming increasingly complicated, because everything is changing at the same time, and we also didn't know what's happening. So we felt that we should do some kind of effort, organized effort, to actually sort of read all the reports that come out and go to all the seminars and try to digest this in a useful manner. Then we realized that this is such an enormous work effort that if we do that, we should also make the results available. And that's what the Nostradamus project is. So we're foreseeing the future, but not hundreds of years into the future based on our fantasies like Nostradamus did. It's 3 to 5 years into the future. We're essentially describing what's going to happen next in the film and TV industries as far as anybody knows today. And we're making all of this available in very easy to read reports and easily understood video seminars online.
We do things, special events. This year we did the 30th anniversary of the Breakfast Club screening with the cast, and we had a kids choir sing "Don't You Forget About Me" before the screening, and served donuts in the lobby. So we're very the experience of the screening itself we hold very dear, and we want to find ways to incentivize people to attend screenings and have fun and to make them want to go see more films. We have a very large conference that talks about the future of filmmaking, the future of distribution. There's a lot of we embrace transmedia and interactive documentaries in a digital domain program where we have the makers showcase their work and then talk about it afterwards. We do things like have a poster gallery for all the films that are playing the festival. We set it up like an art gallery where people can go and take a look at every poster from every film in the festival. Just finding more ways to connect these films to their audiences, and some ways, we take chances a lot of times, and some things do work, some things don't work. We're starting an online channel called South by Southwest On, which is a channel on Roku and possibly iTunes. Original web series based on the five tenets of the festival. We have in addition to film, music, and interactive, we also have a food conference, we have a sports conference, We have a sustainability and eco conference. We have an education conference. Something called South by Southwest V2V in Las Vegas, which is a startup and entrepreneur conference. We like a lot of things, and we just try to, as a festival, they embrace, like, if you like something, what is that you like? And, we try to find these niche audiences and cater to them how South by Southwest is. It's, you know, very curated programming. We try to look for what's next, what's fresh, what's new.
There is internet, and we have to take the audience on this trip. Of course, not physically, we cannot afford it, but it's possible to show them the films, the best of the best of the festivals. So if we are releasing 15 films a year, why don't we experiment during these transitional years where nobody knows what's the sustainable business model? Why don't we delegate the power of choice to the audience? So here comes an internet platform called Festival Scope. And our friends who created it, because we felt we don't have the means, the money to create a new platform, state-of-art experience for the audience, let's use Festival Scope, let's place there 10 films. And so I introduced this idea to several distributors, and they all said, yeah, I mean, you know, I feel completely lost. I really travel to festivals, and I see at least 7-10 films that I totally love, and I always say to a sales agent, you know what, I love it, but it's too small, you know, it would never, ever work in my country. So I felt that exactly these are the films that we want to show to this sample audience, but not test audience, and ask them how they feel. So 5 territories, UK Soda Pictures, Czech Republic Aero Films, Slovakia as well, Austria Stadt Kino, Gutek in Poland, and Cinefilco in Hungary. 5 participants, Festival Scope, and we as programmers are dropping into a bag some 25 titles that we discovered in Locarno, Rotterdam, Toronto, and so on and so on and so on. One condition, these films are not sold to our countries, okay? So these 25 films, and then out of these 25 nominations, each which are cleared, the rights are cleared with sales agents, and I felt this is going to be difficult. I mean, if we tell to the sales agents that here's this initiative, they have to offer a film, the film is going to be seen locally by selected audiences online, and we only guarantee that one of these films, based on the public vote, the audience's vote, is going to be picked up for distribution. So, you know, we have a 1 per 10, very small chances it's going to be yours, but still, it was an enthusiastic, to my surprise, response. They all said, you know what, we prefer to let them to show them rather than they gather dust on a shelf.
It's really much about reaching out to communities and to activate the right even individuals to get under this like general marketing processes. I personally find that many cinemas aren't quite interested in like trying to actually to attract new audience groups and to make an effort to really go underground and to talk to people, because for me marketing and even for distribution sake is all about talking to people and to get a discussion and to start something more than just advertising, putting up posters, whatever, you know. It's a much more delicate process, and as for our sake, when we try to reach, to go from film festival event to distribution, it's really hard to find the line between how you market a film festival and a film festival screening, how you market a distribution company, because what we notice is that we are kind of brainly damaged by how you make a film festival, because you want to have, oh, we're going to have a red carpet, we're going to have international guests, and it becomes like every screening becomes like a huge event which no one can afford, so it's quite hard to find this new way to reach out to audience for the distribution for the film festival. I think it's quite easy. It's quite mm-hmm. because it's a one-time event. You can like really really clearly see which group do we want to attract and how do we attract them and how do we really really make an effort to reach them. But for the distribution, it's more like an ongoing train.
To listen and watch the whole panel on the newest trends by film festivals to attract audiences, as well as all the panels from the Cannes Film Market's next programme, check out our industry channel. Thank you for listening and stay tuned in Fret Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.